Kawasaki revives big bore two-stroke lineup. Kawasaki's return to the big bore two-stroke category marks a significant shift in the off-road motorcycle market. After a 20-year absence, the manufacturer has unveiled its all-new KX327 and KX327X models, introducing a fuel-injected 327 cubic centimeters two-stroke engine that sets a new standard for the segment. The move is seen as a response to growing interest in two-stroke off-road motorcycles among racers and trail riders. These enthusiasts are drawn to the lighter weight, simpler maintenance, and more engaging riding experience offered by two-strokes. Industry observers note that manufacturers are increasingly revisiting the category, driven by changing market demand. The resurgence of two-stroke popularity is a sign of shifting consumer preferences towards more authentic and immersive off-road experiences. Kawasaki's new 327 cubic centimeters engine features liquid-cooled, fuel-injected technology, which provides smoother power delivery compared to traditional carbureted designs. The system automatically compensates for changes in altitude and weather conditions, eliminating one of the common tuning headaches associated with older designs. The engine is paired with electric start, hydraulic clutch operation, and selectable power modes, offering riders greater control over their riding experience. Riders can also connect to Kawasaki's Ridiology smartphone app to access maintenance information and vehicle settings. The KX327 receives a close-ratio 5-speed transmission aimed at motocross riders, while the cross-country-focused KX327X gets a 6-speed gearbox designed for technical trails and woods racing. Built from the KX450 platform, the new models feature KYB suspension components, including a 48mm inverted fork and Kawasaki's Unitrack rear suspension system. Nissan braking components handle stopping duties, with a 270mm front rotor and 240mm rear disc. The introduction of the KX327 and KX327X reflects a broader resurgence in two-stroke popularity, driven by riders seeking a more authentic off-road experience. As manufacturers increasingly revisit the category, it will be interesting to see how this shift impacts the overall market landscape.